Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We learned previously that when you have the food in Yerushalayim for Maaser Sheni, you can either eat it in Yerushalayim, you can either drink it in Yerushalayim, or we said you can even smoothen it and anoint yourself with the food in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah said in the previous parak that that only applies to shemen, to oil, because shemen is the only type of food that a person might normally rub on themselves. The other foods you can eat or drink, but you can't rub. What we're going to see in this Mishnah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, is that the question of anointing yourself with Maaser Sheni of food in Yerushalayim is actually the subject of a machlokes. Does that count for Maaser Sheni or not? Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein sachin shema shal Maaser Sheni be Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rub the oil of Maaser Sheni on your body in Yerushalayim. According to Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't count. According to Rabbi Shimon, that isn't valid for the purpose of using something in Yerushalayim for Maaser Sheni. However, says the Mishnah, V'chachamim matirin. But the Chachamim permit this, the Chachamim hold, then know that rubbing something on your body as part of Maaser Sheni is valid, does count, and therefore if you have shemen, if you have oil of Maaser Sheni, you would be allowed to bring it to Yerushalayim, and instead of drinking it or eating it, you could rub it on your body, and that would count as Maaser Sheni. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we do hold like the Chachamim, namely you can rub oil on your body in Yerushalayim as part of Maaser Sheni, because again, there's this concept that we've discussed a bunch of times until now, which is a Sicha Kishri, that rubbing something on your body is the same as drinking it, and therefore if you rub it, it's just like drinking the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Continuing now, as we discuss these back and forth, the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand, says the Mishnah, Amru lo le Rabbi Shimon, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon and argued again. They hold that you can rub the oil of Maaser Sheni on your body in Yerushalayim. And they said, Im hekel betruma hachamura, if we're makel when it comes to truma, which is so much stricter that we allow, generally speaking, a kohen to rub shemen, oil of truma, on his body, that works for the purpose of consuming truma, which is so much stricter when it comes to truma. It can only be eaten by a kohen, it can only be eaten by someone who is a tohor, or someone who's pure. You're not allowed to destroy the truma. So we're so strict when it comes to truma normally, but we're leaning when it comes to sicha, when it comes to anointing your body with it. Then lo nekel b'maaser sheni hakel, shouldn't we also be lenient when it comes to maaser sheni, which is lenient? And therefore the chachamim say that you should be allowed to rub maaser sheni on your body, just like you can do by truma, because truma is more a chomer usually, more strict usually, but here it's lenient. So here too, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, we should be lenient and allow you to rub the shemen and the oil of Maaser Sheni on your body. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Amar Lahem, he responds to the Chachamim and said, Mala, what is this comparison? You can't make this comparison saying that just because Truma is normally more machmer but lenient here, so therefore we should be more lenient when it comes to Maaser Sheni as well. Says the Mishnah, Im hekel betruma hachamura. Even though normally we're more lenient, when we're more strict when it comes to truma, but here we're more lenient. Mekom shehekel bekarshin and move a tilton. But it's not true. We have another example where we're also more lenient when it comes to truma, and that's the case of vetch and fenugreek, two types of vegetables. We're going to discuss exactly the leniency of truma when it comes to these two vegetables in the next Mishnah. But the point for now is that there is another leniency when it comes to truma, says Rabbi Shimon. Even though normally you're right, truma is more machmir, is more strict, we do have a precedent. We have other examples when it comes to this vetch and fenugreek where we are more lenient when it comes to truma. And therefore here too, we could say that we're being more lenient when it comes to truma, that you're allowed to rub the oil on your body when it comes to truma, but not when it comes to Maaser Sheni. Nakel b'Maaser Sheni hakal. That even though when it comes to a Maaser Sheni, you're saying that we should be more lenient, Mekom Shelo Hekel Bekarshin B'Vatilton, but we're not more Mekel when it comes to Maaser Sheni as it pertains to fenugreek and vetch. We're stricter when it comes to Maaser Sheni, when it comes to this fenugreek and vetch. So if we're stricter when it comes to fenugreek and vetch in the context of Maaser Sheni, then we should also be stricter when it comes to rubbing the shemen, the oil of a Maaser Sheni on our body as well. But again, we paskin like the Chacham, we do hold that you are allowed to rub the Maaser Sheni on your body. That does work. But again, this is the machlokas between the Chacham on the one hand and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel says, the Mishnah, Tilton Shel Maaser Sheni Te'ochel Tzimchun. That when it comes to fenugreek of Maaser Sheni, you have to eat it when it's young, when it's moist. That when it comes to fenugreek, what's unique about it is that it's only really edible to human beings at its early stage of growth, during its early stage of development, and because you can't allow Maaser Sheni to be wasted, you have to eat it right away. However, when it comes to Truma, we're more lenient, we're more makel, and we say no, that you can allow it to develop more, it becomes stiff and hard and unedible to human beings, but at that point you can feed it to animals. So this is the example that Rabbi Shimon was referring to in the previous Mishnah. He said that we're so much more lenient when it comes to Truma, when it comes to this fenugreek. So this is the example that when it comes to Truma, you're allowed to wait and allowed to feed it to animals. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim when it's a young, moist stalk, and you have to eat it there. So that's what Rabbi Shimon was referring to in the previous Mishnah. Now that we began this discussion of this fenugreek, so we're going to discuss another machlokas regarding fenugreek and truma. Says the Mishnah, Vishel truma, and when you have fenugreek of truma, normally the halacha is when it comes to truma, number one, it can only be eaten by someone who is pure, but number two, even if you're tahor, you still have to wash your hands before eating it. And by the way, that's the source for the minhag, for the halacha, of why we wash netilas yadayim before eating bread, because you got to wash your hands before eating truma. It's a zecher, it's a remembrance towards that halacha. So normally, before eating truma, you have to wash your hands. So the question is, does that halacha apply as well to fenugreek, which, as we just learned, doesn't necessarily have to even be consumed by human beings because it becomes hard and unedible? Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omer Beishamai says, Kol ma'aseyu b'tahara. When it comes to fenugreek, that's truma, you still got to do everything b'tahara, you still got to do everything in the purest of ways. You got to wash your hands, you have to be pure, and so on and so forth. Chutz mechafifasa. Except for a situation where you're using it as shampoo. Shampoo is clearly unedible. No one's going to come and eat the fenugreek shampoo as truma. No non-kohen's going to come and eat it. And therefore, because it's not edible and you're simply rubbing it on your body in that way, so we say that you don't have to wash your hands before using it. Ubeis Hillel, Orma Beis Hillel disagrees and says, no, kol ma'aseyu b'tuma. Says Beis Hillel that you don't have to ever wash your hands before eating this fenugreek. After all, it's stiff and it's hard and it's not edible. It's not going to be consumed. And therefore, you don't have to wash your hands before touching this fenugreek. Chutz mishriyasa. Except when you are soaking the fenugreek. Because if you're soaking the fenugreek, two things are happening. Number one, when you wetten it, it becomes machshirei tum. It becomes viable and it has the potential then, once it becomes wet, and only once it becomes wet, to become tame. And then you have to certainly wash your hands before touching it. And number two, if you don't wash your hands, then you're going to make a tame. So number one, you're going to get it into contact with the water, which allows it the potential to become tame. And then you're actually going to have tame hands and touch it. So says Beis Hillel, normally you don't have to wash your hands before eating the truma of fenugreek, with the exception of if you're washing and soaking the fenugreek, because then you're allowing it to already have that potential to become tame, and then you got to wash your hands to make sure that it doesn't become tame at that point in time. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, taught us the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham regarding whether or not you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni oil to rub on your body. Does that work? Rabbi Shimon said no. The Chachamim said yes. It can be possible, like the Chachamim assume that you can rub the shemen, the oil of Maaser Sheni on your body in Yerushalayim. We saw the machlokas, what exactly are they arguing about? The Chachamim were of the opinion that because truma were makil, truma were lenient, when it comes to sikh, when it comes to rubbing on your body, so too we should be lenient here as well, because truma is such a much more strict din than Maaser Sheni. But Rabbi Shimon disagreed and said, no, that we see it. We have another example where we're more lenient when it comes to truma, and that's when it comes to the vetch and the fenugreek. And therefore he said that if we're lenient when it comes to truma regarding that, then we can be more lenient when it comes to rubbing as well. And again, Rabbi Shimon held to his guns and said that you cannot rub Maaser Sheni on your body, even though you can do so when it comes to truma. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel taught us this example where we're more lenient when it comes to truma. That was the example of the fenugreek, where we said that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you have to only eat it when it's young, and you have to eat it right away when it's moist and edible. You can't just let it become dog food and animal food, as opposed to truma, where we do allow it to become edible to animals. You can feed it to animals, and once it's no longer edible, then you don't have to eat it as part of truma. And then we conclude with the machlokas regarding fenugreek and truma. The general machlokas, do you have to wash your hands? Does a kohen have to wash his hands before eating fenugreek of truma? Beis Shammai said, yes, he has to treat it just like any other truma. He has to make sure that it's pure hands, just like any other piece of truma, except if he's using it as shampoo. And Beis Hillel said that he's more lenient, that he says, no, that you don't have to treat fenugreek with tahara. You don't have to wash your hands. You can treat it with tuma, because again, it's not being eaten by a human being, except if you're soaking it, because once you're soaking it, it becomes wet, it becomes a machshirei tuma, it becomes edible, and potential, it has the potential to become tame, and certainly then you have to wash your hands to make sure that it doesn't become tame. Have a great day.